Notice it says in Matthew 14, when Jesus climbed into the boat, the wind died down. The other verses, other two chapters tell us, John and Mark tell us the storm stopped instantly. Now here we've got the fourth miracle, instant stop of the storm. When Jesus climbed into the boat, the storm stopped. And then those who were in the boat worshiped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God."
Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today we continue in our series called When You're Hoping for a Miracle. In it, Rick shows us from God's Word that when it comes to living with more love, peace, patience, and self-control, we should never lose hope. That's because God loves us and has great things planned for our lives. Stay with us. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you about a book called God's Power to Change Your Life. This book by Pastor Rick Warren is perfect for anyone who feels stuck and unable to make real and lasting change. You can text the word DAILY to 99000 while you listen to find out more. That's PastorRick.com or just text the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called When You Feel You're Sinking.
17 times in the New Testament, Jesus uses the phrase, "I am." I am the bread of life, and so I can satisfy all your hungers. I am the door, so I can create opportunities and ways you never even thought of. He says, "I am the vine, and you'll only live a fruitful life if you're connected to me." He says, "I am the good shepherd, so you don't ever have to be afraid. I'm going to take care of you." He says, "I am the way out of your confusion. I am the truth that sets you free. I am the life. You're really just existing till you got me in your life. I am the resurrection. You don't need to fear death." 17 times Jesus says, "Ego, I am a. Ego, I am a. Ego, I am a. I am." Now I want you to listen very closely. You're in a storm right now. You got economic problems, you're going in debt, you're out of work. You don't need a job, you need Jesus. You don't need a plan, you need a person. You don't need a system, you need a Savior. You don't need a new goal, you need God. The answer is not a plan. The answer is not something that you can make up to get you out of the storm. All the plans in the world weren't going to stop the waves and the wind. They needed Jesus. They needed ego, I me. Now, don't you ever forget that when you're going through a storm, God is not some distant, apathetic, uninvolved God. He's doing those four things in the storm that you're in at that moment. But he also has some things he wants you to do. You need to write these down really quick. Five things to do if you're sinking. If you're sinking in a relationship, if you're sinking in your finances, if your health is sinking, whatever it is, you need to do these five things. Jesus gives us these instructions from this story. Number one, have courage because Jesus is with me. That's the starting point. I need to have courage in the storm. Why? Not because of myself, but because Jesus is with me. Now remember what courage is. Courage is not the absence of fear. Courage is when you move ahead in spite of your fears. If you're not afraid, you don't need courage. Courage is when you do the right thing even though you're scared to death to do it. That's courage. Doing the right thing in spite of your fear, not the absence of fear. What you need to do is you need to tell your fears where to go. Don't let them dominate you. In fact, where do you need to tell them to go? Tell them to go talk to Jesus. And when these thoughts come into your mind, you say, "Sorry, I don't have time to deal with that fear." You go talk to Jesus about this. And just deflect it. Don't ever argue with a fear. You'll lose. Just deflect them and say, "Fear, get out of here. Go talk to Jesus."
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, If you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, or Instagram, go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. And click on his social media links. And while you're there, be sure to sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. Again, that's PastorRick.com.
What does it take to become more loving, live more peacefully, develop patience, have self-control? In the years I've been a pastor, writes Rick Warren, the number one question I'm asked is, Rick, why can't I change? People want to change, but they're stuck. Do you want to break free? Here's how. In the book, God's Power to Change Your Life by Rick Warren, you'll find practical guidance for specific types of change and a way to connect with the power to actually make the changes you long to make. As you apply the truth of God's Word by the power of His Spirit, your life will change. You'll move out of your rut and get on track with God's wonderful purposes for your life. We would love to send you a copy of God's Power to Change Your Life as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of this ministry. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com right now to request the book God's Power to Change Your Life by Rick Warren. Again, that's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Thanks.
Once again, here's Rick.
One of the greatest needs today in our society is courageous parents. We need dads who have courage. We need moms who have courage, who don't wimp out, have courage to say and do the right thing, even if it's unpopular, even if it's scary, even if it doesn't make sense. So you need to have courage because Jesus is with me. Number two, you need to take a risk in faith. When you are most afraid, when you are most scared, when you feel like you're going under for the third time and the waves are coming up against your boat and they're lapping into your boat and over your boat, you take a risk in faith. Now, in this story, in Matthew's telling of the story, he adds a detail that John and Mark leave out, and that is this. Peter walked on water too. And that's in this part of the story. Notice it says in Matthew 14 that Jesus comes walking along and Peter sees him walking along and he says this, Lord, if it's you, Peter replied, tell me to come to you on the water. Come, Jesus said. So Peter got out of the boat, walked on the water, and came to Jesus. Can you imagine what a rush that was? You talk about the experience of a lifetime to be the only human being in history to have walked on water. I mean, he got the gold because he's the only competitor. You know, he says, you know, what did you enter in the Olympics? I'm the water walker, you know. Now, but notice he says, Lord, if it's you, tell me to come to you on the water. Before jumping out, Peter asks for ID. Okay? Lord, if it's you, can I join you? Now, notice, Peter is not doubting the possibility of a miracle. He's not doubting that he could walk on water too if it's the Lord. He just wants to make sure it's Jesus. Let me translate. If God tells you to go out and start a new business, you need to say, Lord, I'll jump out of the boat and do this. But first, I got to make sure it's you telling me to do this. Because if it's not you, I'm going to sink. If it's my idea to start this business, there's no likely, you haven't promised to bless my ideas. So God, if it's you, I need to know for sure I'm hearing from you. Too often, we get an idea and then we ask God to bless it. Don't ask God to bless what you're doing. Do what God is blessing. And say, God, what do you want me to do? If it's you, tell me. And if you tell me, man, I'm out of the boat in an instant. Okay? And he jumps out of the boat. Now, Peter had learned a lesson that is the most important lesson you need to learn from this text. It's this. It is safer to be with Jesus out of the boat than in the boat without Jesus. Let me say it again. When you're in a storm, when you're handling a crisis, an emotional crisis or any other crisis, it is safer to be out of the boat with Jesus than it is to be back in the boat without Jesus. Does that make sense? Peter knows it's safer out there than it is here because Jesus is out there. He really didn't want to walk on water as much as he just wanted to be with Jesus. He's thinking, the Lord's there and I'm here and it's a storm and we're going under. I think I'd rather be with him. And so what you need to do is not focus on the storm, but focus on him. And he says, if I can be with Jesus, well, the walking on water, that's the easy part. If I'm with the Lord, he's going to take care of my needs. Now, I love the fact that Jesus says to Peter, he didn't say, you got to be kidding, Peter. No, he says, come on down. Bob Barker, come on down, Peter. Come on down. You know, I bet Jesus was so pleased when Peter said, can I come out there too? Can I come out there and be with you? Because, Lord, it's scary, but I want to be with you. I want to be with you. That pleases the Lord. I want to be with you. And I'm sure Jesus smiled when he said, come on. Come on out, Peter. And so Peter hops out of the boat. And, you know, he goes over there. Now, he has the experience of a lifetime. And Jesus is pleased. Why? Because faith always pleases Jesus. The Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please God. If you're not taking any risks, you can't possibly please Jesus because it doesn't require any faith. If nothing in your life requires faith, then you're not living by faith. So you need to take a risk. And as John Ortberg's famous book says, if you want to walk on water, you got to get out of the boat. Where do you need to get out of the boat? Right now. You need to get out of the boat in the areas where God has already told you what to do and you're not doing it yet. And you say, okay, God, I know I can't afford to do this, but I'm going to do it. Tithing. I know I'm scared to death to do this, but I'm going to do it. Share Jesus with a friend at work. I know, God, I don't want to do this, but I'm going to do it. Forgive that person who hurt you. It's all the stuff that God has told you to do and you're still not doing. You want to walk on water? You got to get out of the boat. You got to take a risk. You have courage because Jesus is with you. You take a risk in faith. Number three, stay focused on Jesus. Stay focused on Jesus. This is what you need to do if you're sinking. Don't get your eyes on anything else. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Because the moment you get your eyes off the Lord, you're going under. Now, this is what happened to Peter. In verse 30, the next verse, it says this. But when Peter looked around, there's trouble. Okay. When Peter looked around at the high waves, he was terrified. Well, duh. And he began to sink. Save me, Lord, he shouted. Now, again, this verse is filled with truth. First, note, it says, when Peter looked around. Every time you start looking at your circumstances, you're going down. If you look at the world, you'll be distressed. You look within, you'll be at rest. You look at Christ, you'll be at rest. Depressed, distressed, or at rest. It's all in what you have your focus on. Peter looked around. When you're going through a storm, don't look at, well, look at what they're doing. And look at what they're doing. And look at your problems. Somebody says, how are you doing? You say, well, so far, so good under the circumstances. Well, what are you doing under them? God never meant you to be under your circumstances. He wants you to be on top of them. He wants you to be an overcomer. Circumstances are like a mattress. You get on top, you rest easy. You get underneath him, you're going to suffocate. Keep your eyes on the Lord. He looked around. Now, what had changed? Nothing. Same waves, same storm, same darkness, same boat, same Jesus, same Peter. One moment he's walking on water, the next moment he's sinking. What's the only difference? What he's looking at. What are you looking at? If you look at your problems, you're going down. You're sinking. Now, some scholars, commentators have said, what caused Peter to look around when he's walking toward Jesus? I mean, that had to be so cool. He's walking on water to the Lord. And all of a sudden, he looks around. Somebody suggested maybe somebody in the boat called out, maybe, you know, say, "Hey, Peter, you can't do that." Like doubting Thomas. "Hey, Peter, there will always be people in the boat who tell you it can't be done. They're not going to get out of the boat. They're not going to trust Jesus. They're not going to take any risk. They're going to sit back and criticize you for doing it. You can't do that, Peter. Don't you know nobody can walk on water? Haven't you heard? It's impossible." Somebody's in the boat. Listen, never listen to opinions in the boat when God tells you to get out of the, you know, get out of the boat. If God tells you to do it, it's going to work. But just make sure, is it you, Lord, that told me to do it? But there will be people who will try to get you to start thinking it through. Think this thing through, Peter. It's illogical. You cannot walk on water. Would you write this down? When I trust instead of think, I walk instead of sink. When I trust instead of think, I walk on water instead of sink. You need to stop thinking and start trusting. You need to stop trying to figure it all out and how you're going to get out of debt from your human standpoint. You need to come to the Lord and ask Him. As I said, your primary need here is the Lord. And if you want to change your life, it's real simple. Change your focus. It's not that hard. It's not rocket science. Change your focus. Stop focusing on all your problems. Stop focusing on how you are going to solve your problems and start spending time with the Lord. You need to listen to the Lord. Now, if you're spending more time reading the newspaper than the Bible, you're sinking. If you spend more time listening to talk radio than listening to the Lord, you're sinking. If you spend more time watching the stock reports and everything on television that's going wrong instead of spending time in the Word, you're sinking. You're going to fill your mind with either truth, the Word of God, which sets you free, or you're going to fill your mind with all kinds of negative stuff. You're going to look at the problem or you're going to look at the solver. Stay focused on Jesus. Number four, the fourth thing Jesus tells them to do in the storm is don't doubt. Don't doubt. You need to believe your beliefs and you need to doubt your doubts. Doubts are meant to be doubted. Beliefs are meant to be believed. Now, Peter looks around and he starts to sink. And the Bible says in verse 31, immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. There's the second miracle. First, Jesus, actually, it's the third. Jesus walks on water, then Peter walks on water, then Peter starts sinking, and Jesus reaches and pulls him up. That's a third miracle. Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" I don't even think this was that big of a rebuke to Peter, because at least Peter had got out of the boat. Notice, Jesus reaches down and he says, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" Now, notice he didn't say, "you have no faith." The no faith people were those who never got out of the boat. Okay? They're the no faith people. The people who never get out of the boat, who just want to criticize those who get out. But he says, "you're little faith." Now, what is this saying? Jesus is saying, it only took a little faith to walk on water. See, a lot of times we think, well, the problem, we don't have any miracles because we don't have great faith. You don't need great faith. You don't need great faith. It's not the size of your faith that matters. It's the size of your God. Put a little faith in a big God and you get big results. On the other hand, if you have big faith, but you put it in the wrong thing, you're going to get no results. To Jesus, walking on water only requires little faith. Now, I wouldn't have thought that. If I had walked on water, I would have thought, man, I got great faith. I would have considered that great faith to have walked on water. Jesus said, no, it didn't take great faith. Just takes a little faith, but you got to put it in me. You got to put it in me. So you don't need great faith to make it through this recession. You just need faith in the right person. In the right person. Not great faith, but a great God. And what is faith? Faith is something you do. You got to get out of the boat to show faith. Faith isn't something, oh, I believe. No, you put it on the line. The other guys have no faith. Peter takes the risk. Now, some of you are saying, Rick, I don't have any faith. Oh, yeah, you do. You got a lot more faith than you realize. Every human being, including atheists, have faith. Everybody has faith. We were born with it. The difference is just what you put it in. When you sat down in that chair, you had faith that it would hold you up. If I sat in it, it would require great faith. Okay? But for you, it's no faith for you to sit down in it, okay? When you go out and you're in a car on the freeway, you have faith that you're not going to get in an accident. When you get on a plane, you have faith that the pilot's going to keep the thing flying. You have faith when you do a job, you have faith that somebody's going to pay you for it. You use faith every day of your life. You can't live without faith. Everybody has faith. We're talking about having faith or not. We're talking about who you put it in. You put it in all the wrong things, and that's why you get disappointed. Put your faith in God. The number five, the last thing you need to do, is praise God. Praise God even in the situation, even in the storm, even when you feel like you're sinking, even when you're scared to death. Praise Him all the time. You thank God in the storm. Now, you have two options. You can have fear or you can have faith. It is your choice. Notice it says in Matthew 14, when Jesus climbed into the boat, the wind died down. The other verses, other two chapters tell us, John and Mark tell us the storm stopped instantly. Now here we've got the fourth miracle, instant stop of the storm. When Jesus climbed into the boat, the storm stopped. And then those who were in the boat worshiped him. Circle that, worshiped him, saying, truly, you are the Son of God. You know, the Titanic was supposed to be unsinkable. There's only been one unsinkable boat ever created. It was this little fishing boat, because when Jesus is in your boat, it isn't going to sink.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Now, if you'd like a copy of today's message, including portions we didn't have time for, or you'd like to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional, just go to PastorRick.com. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle. You'll find this message and others along with more helpful resources. What does it take to become more loving, live more peacefully, develop patience, have self-control? In the years I've been a pastor, writes Rick Warren, the number one question I'm asked is, Rick, why can't I change? People want to change, but they're stuck. Do you want to break free? Here's how. In the book God's Power to Change Your Life by Rick Warren, you'll find practical guidance for specific types of change and a way to connect with the power to actually make the changes you long to make. As you apply the truth of God's Word by the power of His Spirit, your life will change. You'll move out of your rut and get on track with God's wonderful purposes for your life. Now, we'd love to send you a copy of God's Power to Change Your Life as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of this ministry. Just call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com right now to request the book God's Power to Change Your Life by Rick Warren. Again, that's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Thanks so much. Now, here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
You know, it's always encouraging to hear how Daily Hope helps listeners like you, how it helps you mature in your faith. Let me read you a letter I got just recently from Sherry. She said, Pastor Rick, this ministry has literally saved my life. After a series of disappointments, I had lost all hope, and I saw no reason to go on. And that changed when I discovered Daily Hope. Now I hold on, praying expectantly. You know, that's the little acrostic we use for hope, H-O-P-E. She said, my circumstances have not changed, but my outlook has. And now rather than being depressed about where I am in life, I've learned to be thankful for this time of spiritual growth. I don't know what the Lord has planned for me, but I know it's good, and I look forward to a future walking side by side with Him and using this experience to help others through their own struggles. Gratefully, Sherry. Sherry, I can't tell you how much this letter means to me. You know, God will never let you down. He's with you every step of the way. And thank you so much for writing to me and let me know how God is working in your life. I'm praying for you, and I'm going to ask you to pray for me. By the way, thanks everybody for listening today, and join me next time
as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, please write him at rick@pastorrick.com. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.